Good evening, listenership. This is Allison, one of the hosts of Love Streams. And today is August 14th, 2024. And it's just me in the studio this evening to record a quick word. Normally, John and I record together. But John had to work this evening, and today seemed like a very important day to say something. Maybe just important to me. I don't know. Maybe not important to anyone else. But in any case, I was actually working on the podcast for a good chunk of the afternoon. Last week, John and I were here in the studio. We recorded the Shadows episode. It's a long episode, taking some time to edit. So anyway, I was working on that today. And then when I was done, I looked at my phone and I saw the news that the incredible Jenna Rollins has died today. At the age of 94. And as you can tell, that news made me extremely sad. And in some ways that feels kind of ridiculous because I did not know Jenna Rollins. I was not her friend. We never met. And it feels strange to be so sad about the death of someone I didn't know, but I don't know, all I can say is Jenna and her work, they just meant so much to me. And I would imagine that maybe some of you feel this way too, just because if you're listening to this podcast, then you're probably really into the movies that Jenna and John made together. And in so many cases, when there is someone in this world, an artist, who is just so good at what they do, there's the temptation to say things like, they were the best, or they were one of the greats, or they were a titan, or something like that. And I feel the temptation to say that about Jenna. I mean, it's true. She is one of the greats. She is the best. But also just, it feels like she is not, she's just in her own category. You just can't compare Jenna Rollins to anyone else. No one did anything like she did it. And I just wanted to say that I'm sad that she's gone. And again, even though I didn't know her, sometimes you have this feeling about a really great artist where it's just like a comfort that they're in the world with you, even if you don't know them or interact with them or anything like that. Just knowing that they're here is just in its own weird way a comfort. And then when they're not here anymore, really feels like a loss. I don't know if other women feel this way about Jenna's work, but there are certain experiences in my life that have to do with marriage and motherhood that I feel like I understand in a different way because of Jenna and because of her art, because of what she gave us. And so I am grateful for her, grateful for her life, and I'm also just grateful to her. Thank you, Jenna. Thank you for what you gave us. I do not really care for words like sympathies or condolences because those don't feel like sincere words. But I will just say that, John and I are both thinking about Jenna's family and wish them whatever peace and comfort can be had at this time. And again, John would be here if he could be. He certainly shares my respect and love and admiration for Jenna. In any case, I'm not sure how to end this brief word. I also realized, too, that, Jenna was old. She was 94. She'd been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And I realized that when someone has lived a long life, it is oftentimes a blessing. They are finally able to rest at last. So I wish that for Jenna. Rest well, Jenna. And thank you.